U.S. charges Hamas leadership over October 7th attack on Israel, date modified colon 2024-09-04T12:1836.072Z, description colon the indictment highlights the killing of U.S. citizens, though analysts say the charges are partly symbolic, U.S. charges Hamas leaders over October 7th attack on Israel, Getty Images, Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar is among those charged. The U.S. has charged Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar and several other prominent figures in the Palestinian group in connection with its deadly attack in Israel on October 7 last year. The Justice Department said it was indicting six Hamas members with seven charges, including the murder of dozens of U.S. citizens, conspiracy to finance terrorism and use of weapons of mass destruction. The criminal complaint covers decades of alleged attacks by Hamas, as well as last October's unprecedented assault. It is the first step by U.S. law enforcement to hold accountable the ringleaders of that attack, but has been seen by analysts as partly symbolic, not least because some of those named in the indictment are already dead. Meanwhile, Sinwar is believed to be hiding in tunnels somewhere under Gaza. In a video statement on Tuesday, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the defendants were responsible for financing and directing a decades-long campaign to murder American citizens and endanger the security of the United States. The group also led Hamas's efforts to destroy the State of Israel and murder civilians in support of that aim, Mr. Garland said. He highlighted the October 7th attack on Israel by Hamas, in which the group murdered entire families in the deadliest massacre of Jews since the Holocaust. Mr. Garland said, they murdered the elderly and they murdered young children. They weaponized sexual violence against women, including rape and genital mutilation. Netanyahu not doing enough to free Gaza hostages, says Biden, Israeli PM asks forgiveness over hostage deaths as protests continue. The charges were filed in February, but were kept under wraps until Tuesday in case the U.S. had the opportunity to arrest any of the accused. An unnamed Justice Department official told CBS News, the BBC's U.S. partner. The Justice Department's complaint states that at least 43 American citizens were killed on October 7. The reason for the timing of the U.S. charges was not immediately clear, although the recent discovery in Gaza of the body of an Israeli-American hostage, and five others, might have given the move extra impetus, one analyst told the BBC. The charges themselves were partly about the U.S. sending a message to Hamas and anyone working with the group, added Professor Yosemi Kelberg, an associate fellow of the UK think tank Chatham House. The message the U.S. wanted to send was that we'll pursue you dead or alive, Professor Kelberg suggested. Another specialist in U.S. foreign policy agreed the latest hostage deaths had prompted the unveiling of the charges. The development likely convinced the U.S. to publicly show it was doing everything possible to seek justice, said Dr. Julie Norman of University College London, Reuters. The charges come soon after the death of Israeli-American hostage Hirsch Goldberg Pollan. Mr. Garland did indeed refer in his comments to the Israeli-American found dead in Gaza at the weekend, 23-year-old Hirsch Goldberg Pollan, as well as the other American citizens killed or taken hostage in the October 7th attack. We are investigating Hirsch's murder, and each and every one of Hamas' brutal murders of Americans, as an act of terrorism, Mr. Garland said. President Joe Biden earlier condemned Goldberg Pollan's killing, too, calling it as tragic as it is reprehensible. Make no mistake, Hamas leaders will pay for these crimes, Mr. Biden said. The charges include conspiracy to bomb a place of public use resulting in death, conspiracy to finance terrorism and material support for acts of terrorism resulting in death. If convicted, the group faces a maximum penalty of life in prison or a death sentence. Alongside Sinwar, other Hamas leaders charged include former leader Ismail Haniyeh, Marwan Issa, the deputy leader of the organization's armed wing, Khaled Mashal, who leads the group outside Gaza and the West Bank, along with Mohammed Diouf and Ali Baraka. Haniyeh, Issa, and Diouf have all been reported killed in the past few months in attacks that were either claimed by or attributed to Israel. The Justice Department's complaint notes that all the defendants are either deceased or remain at large. For that reason, the charges are somewhat symbolic, suggested Dr. Norman. It remains to be seen whether the move will impact on the American efforts to urge Israel to agree a ceasefire and hostage release deal with Hamas. One U.S. official anonymously told the Associated Press news agency that there was no reason to think the development would affect the ongoing talks. But Professor Mikkelberg felt it could affect Sinwar's mindset. "I don't think this will be encouraging him to show flexibility," he said. In another new development related to the conflict in Gaza, the UK has defended its decision to ban some weapons sales to Israel over concerns about how they might be used in the Palestinian territory. Hamas attacked southern Israel on October 7, killing about 1,200 people and taking another 251 hostage. More than 40,000 people have been killed in Gaza since then in Israel's ongoing military campaign, according to the territory's Hamas-run health ministry, who are the leaders of Hamas. Hamas military chief was killed in July strike, Israel says. "Why are Israel and Hamas fighting in Gaza? Extremist settlers rapidly seizing West Bank land, Middle East Israel Hamas.